Hello, good evening. My name is Richard. No, it isn't Friday. You're not mistaken. It is Wednesday. It is the Arsenal Women's Show. We are doing it a little bit early this week due to TV scheduling of game on Friday. So we're squeezing it in on a Wednesday night for you. I hope that you still manage to join us. Of course, the WSL season has started not in the way we hoped or anticipated it was going to, wasn't it? The game on Sunday, of course, ended in a disappointing defeat to Liverpool. So we're going to look back on that game, look at where it went wrong and where things are going to change and where things have to change ahead of the game on Friday against Manchester United, which we'll look ahead to that as well. So it's going to be an interesting show. It's maybe not as upbeat as we hoped it may have been a week or so ago when we were looking forward to the start of the season. But it is what it is. Football brings you wins, it brings you losses, and it brings you disappointment and great moments as well. So we have to deal with it all. And today we're going to have to deal with it. So we are looking back on the first weekend of the WSL season, looking ahead to weekend number two. It's all coming up the other side of this. And joining us, of course, is our international man of mystery, Andreas, back from London. I mean, first of all, how was your trip? Was it good?
Yeah, trip was really good, and flights were safe and good and in time, so everything was all right except the result on Sunday.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can plan everything journey-wise and everything can go smoothly, but we can't control what happens on the pitch for 90 minutes, unfortunately. How was your new hotel? Is that as good as the old one, or are you going to go back there, do you think?
No, it's cheaper, and you feel this. It's a cheap budget hotel. Of course, it's located close to Paddington station, so this is good. I'll be there next time for the Villa match again, but then I will return to my home, to my motel one in Tower Hill. Yeah, it was a strange feeling to take the tube to another station and go out to the city . it didn't feel home. Maybe this was one reason why the Sunday didn't went right.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? Maybe it unsettled the team. Maybe knowing that you're in a different hotel, maybe they wasn't happy about that. They couldn't settle into the game. Maybe that's what it was. But now you've been there, next time they should be used to you being in that hotel for the Villa game. So we should be better in that game, should we? Hopefully. Let's hope so. Anyway, I'm glad it was a good trip anyway. And if you haven't watched Andreas's vlog from the game on Sunday on the channel, definitely check that out, because it really gives you a good idea of the atmosphere there was both before the game at the Tolly, which was great, and then of course obviously in the stadium as well, which it was a good atmosphere, even though the game obviously didn't quite go to plan at all, did it? And we got Russ in the chat. He says, evening everyone, how you doing, my friend, good to see you. And Terry, of course, as always, he says, good evening Richard and international man and Mr. Andreas. Russ says there, Andreas's shirt looks pretty good, to be fair. It looks very good. I do really like that shirt, and it's nice to actually see it actually physically on somebody. I've seen a few pictures of people wearing it, but it's nice. It is a nice shirt. It's expensive, but that's the way it is these days. If you want the shirt, you have to pay the money for it. That's it, and it's great that it does look good. You're absolutely right. Terry said there, well said, Andreas, blame the hotel. Exactly, yeah. The players do, don't they? When the team have to move hotel and then they lose, they say, oh, it's because we were in a different place. So, yeah, of course, it's a good excuse, and we'll take it, won't we? Absolutely. We've got Hadder in the chat there. Good to see you. He says, we need Sabrina to start the game against Man United. We'll talk about that, any team changing and stuff, when we get on to that game. But, yeah, you may well be right, actually. I mean, obviously, we have to start at the Liverpool game. There was a lot of anticipation, obviously, before the start of the game. New season, new signings, a massive crowd at the Emirates and all that kind of stuff. So it was a big excitement building. And then the game started and it was a little bit of a letdown. I mean, I thought the first half wasn't too bad, but what did you make of the team lineup? I was a little bit surprised. It was Jem Beattie and Lotta Wubermoy as the two centre-backs. And we bought two centre-backs in the summer, new signings, and they were both on the bench. I was a little bit surprised to see both of those two starting. Were you?
Yeah, my first impression was Jen and Lotta together. We know that this doesn't work, so why try it again? Of course, Jen had a good second half of the season last season, her performance on Sunday was good too. But I don't think that this pair, Lotta and Jen together, works for us as we need it. And why signing Amanda and Laia Codina two players who really were shining at the World Cup and then bench them. I couldn't understand this. And when you see the first half, I think we had 15 corners in the first half. They were crying for Amanda to head one in. And from the bench, she couldn't head a corner in. So this was a strange lineup. And another thing is, Noelle was got a knock in the international for Switzerland, and she was not ready to play. She was on the bench, but not ready to play. Okay, so but when this causes so much problems, when Noelle is not available, why didn't we sign a backup for her? Chloe Lacasse is not a right back. She can't play on this position and being right back and right winger. This was also strange. And yeah, so yeah, I thought there are more problems in the lineup. I think Wally had not her best matches against Paris and now against Liverpool. But Frida is out of form for weeks now. World Cup, the internationals for Norway and the Paris match and Liverpool. We have Vicky Pelova. I don't think that Vicky made one weak performance since she signed in January. Why don't start her? There are, it's. I don't want to blame Jonas for everything. And so far, I still trust him. But I think some of his decisions were discussable, and in my opinion, not the right decisions he made. And he made the subs too late in the second half. When you see your tactical ideas don't work, then you must react. And we were 0-0 at halftime. So change something at halftime, because you could see that we didn't cause enough problems for the Liverpool defense, because we were too slow, not creating ideas. No, yeah, the build-up was too slow. Always back again and trying again to build too much over the left wing. Caitlin started very good, but then a lot concentrated on the left wing and corners over corners and no new idea. Alessia Russo she reminded me a bit on Stina in first half of the last season. She worked really hard. She tried everything, but she didn't get any service or deliveries. So then Lessie started to drop deeper to get involved in the match, to regain ball possession or something. Of course, she was in the match then, but you need her in the box. Jonas said he wants her in the box. He wants her to score 10 or 15 goals. If she's not in the box, if she doesn't get any delivery, she can't score. So there are a lot of problems. We started good. We started dominant. I think maybe we had 75% ball possession. But not creating a lot of chances. And of course, Rachel Laws had a fantastic match for Liverpool in goal. Mm. Yeah, if you have a real good goalkeeper, they are winning you matches. And Rachel Laws was the better goalkeeper on Sunday, and she won the match for Liverpool. Yeah, so these are a few thoughts for me.
No, I mean, you're pretty much spot on with all of that, really. I mean, the only thing I would say, Jonas's defence with the team selection, we don't know the fitness of all the players. And it may well have been that, you know, yes, Amanda, I thought, was our best player against Paris, but there's been an international break. She may have got, I know she was sent off in one of the games, I think, but, you know, she may have come back with a slight injury. Maybe some of the other players who are on the bench, maybe we don't know their fitness, to be fair. So, and maybe the substitutions were made late because they only had so many minutes in them because of their fitness level. We don't know, do we? I mean, that's maybe trying to stick up for Jonas a little bit. Maybe that wasn't true at all. Maybe he picked the team that he thought was the best team to win the game. And maybe that was his, maybe it is on him. But it could be the first game of the season, particularly straight after an international break. It could be some of the players wasn't ready to start the game. And maybe that's why they were on the bench. We don't know, but there's a possibility of that. So I'm prepared to give Jonas the benefit of the doubt for this week, but we'll see what the selection is on Friday before we start to then maybe question him a little bit more if similar mistakes are made. I mean, the Russo one's quite interesting because it looked as though it was going to be a straight choice between Alessia Russo and Stina, of course, to start the game. And I think that's going to be the case most of the season, isn't it? It's going to be one or other to start, probably. and then either bring the other one on to play two up top, which maybe you could have done on Sunday when we were losing, or as we did on Sunday and as we've done in the previous games, is just swap one for the other. And maybe that's how it will be. But yeah, I was sort of, when I saw the defence, I was very surprised that that was the defence that we had. And I'm thinking, I'm not too sure about this. I mean, it wasn't really our defence that was the issue so much. I mean, Liverpool didn't create too many chances. It was a soft goal to concede, and you could blame the defence for that. But it was more the other end. Even if Liverpool score against us at the Emirates, we should have enough to score two or three at the other end and win the game. And we had some chances, but we didn't play very well, did we, at all overall. And I do feel as though, although we probably didn't deserve to lose with the possession and the chances that we had compared to Liverpool, you have to say we didn't do enough to win the game, because we didn't create enough big opportunities, really. I mean, yeah, the goalkeeper did play well, made a couple of saves, but yeah, it wasn't a great performance. Gloria says, I was there, although we lost, but it was an awesome atmosphere. It certainly seemed that way, didn't it? And see, my slight issue, and women's football and Arsenal women need to be playing at the Emirates. There's no question about that. The crowd that they can get, so important. But I don't think it gives us an advantage. In fact, I think in the last two seasons, we only lost one game each at Meadow Park. And we've lost three or four at the Emirates of the games that we've played. And it's not an advantage to us. Although we've got the crowd with us, it's not an advantage in terms of, you know, Meadow Park being a smaller pitch. I think that suits us better. I think the players are more used to playing there. And it's not an advantage to the team on the pitch. It's an advantage to women's football in general. It's an advantage to the club. And it's pushing the club forward. And that's all great. And we love all of that kind of stuff. And it's great that so many people want to come and watch the Arsenal women play. But I don't think it's an advantage on the pitch always. And the results kind of show that, don't they? I don't think we lose that game at Meadow Park. I really don't. I think we would beat them at Meadow Park pretty much every single time. And unfortunately, the Emirates, with the bigger pitch, more space, it's sometimes easier for the other team as well, isn't it, to create more chances and cause us more problems as well. And we have to adapt to playing on a big pitch and a smaller pitch. And it's different, isn't it? And I don't know if it really helped us, but that's not an excuse necessarily. I mean, maybe I am making excuses that we lost. We lost the game because Liverpool came with a game plan that they stuck to. They defended really, really well. They frustrated us, especially in the second half. We didn't get any flow going to our play. They kept giving away little fouls and making it difficult for us to get any rhythm. And we should have been better than we were. We should have rose past that, got through it. We've got the quality players, and we should have done better, and we didn't. So there's no real excuse, but there are maybe some mitigating circumstances as to what happened and why we lost. But we've got a lot of games at the Emirates in the WSL this season. We can't afford to just lose them all because we've got no chance of winning the league. So it's important that we find a way to be able to translate the results that we get at Meadow Park generally to the games at the Emirates. We've got to do that, because otherwise we are going to not be successful. Terry says, it's good to see a smile back on Andreas's face after the blog. Yeah, he looked a bit down in the dumps at the blog, but we all felt like that on Sunday, didn't we? Let's be honest, you know, we all felt down in the dumps after that game because we wasn't expecting Arsenal to lose, and we wasn't expecting a performance like that. I don't think any of us were. We thought that Arsenal would start the season with a good win and move on from there, and it wasn't how it was. But the only consolation I can take is that Chelsea, I think this season, they won, of course, on Sunday night, but that's the first time they've won their first game for 4 years. Every single one of those 4 years, they've gone on to win the league. So I'm taking some consolation from that. Maybe we've won our first game for the past 4 years and haven't managed to win the league. So maybe losing it might be what we need, as it's done with Chelsea. Who knows? It's early to say, but it didn't fill me with a great deal of optimism after that game. I felt quite flat, quite low, thinking that what is happening here with all these great new signings, some of which were on the bench, as we've mentioned. So none of it made a lot of sense. But I say there may be mitigating circumstances. Terry says, do you think the girls have played too much football? Only saying this as they look tired and wasn't really any flow to our play. Yeah, I mean, I think what's happened is we haven't had a pre-season at all, because World Cup final, we had a lot of players who went deep into the World Cup. You know, obviously Sweden reached the third place game. England were in the final. A lot of players we had in the semi-final and the final, deep into the tournament. And we haven't had a pre-season. We had to go over to Sweden and play those Champions League qualifiers, then come back from that and the disappointment of that, and then international break. And they're all going off to play international games. So we haven't had any chance to work on anything in pre-season. We've got new players in. And when have they had a chance to work on stuff? they haven't. We've maybe had 3 or 4 training sessions maximum, and that's it. And that's not enough. And I think that's the reason why the performance was like it was as well, because Liverpool had less players at the World Cup, certainly in the latter stages of the World Cup. They didn't have the Champions League qualifiers. They've had all summer to work together. And you could see that they'd spent, for me, Liverpool had spent weeks preparing for this one game because they've had nothing else to prepare for. We had maybe a few days to prepare for that game. And that was, I think, ultimately that was the difference. And yes, we need to be better, but I do feel as though it was a big ask when we've had no pre-season. Yes, you could say Chelsea are in the same boat as us. They probably had more players later in the World Cup than we did. And their performance on Sunday wasn't great either, to be fair. They didn't play particularly well, but they found a way to win the game and we didn't. So it's a factor, but we can't just say that's the reason, because other teams still won despite having similar issues than what we've had. I do think everybody's playing too much football. It's definitely a problem, but they're not going to play less games, are they? Because less games mean less money, and we know they're not going to do that, are they? Hada says there, please, Kadena, Amanda, Pulova to start the game against Man U. Well, we look at the changes, but yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone would argue with any of that, really. Terry says there, fancy putting Super Jen at the back, our best goal scorer we have, centre forward all the way. I mean, she did kind of go up front towards the end, didn't she, again, as she tends to do. She didn't have a chance to score, did she? If we put a few more crosses in, maybe she might have had some joy. But Terry says there, let's be honest, Liverpool defended really well, but we made them look far better than they are. Well, of course, yeah, they had a game plan on the day, which I thought they carried out really, really well. And you've got to give them credit for that, because I thought in the first half, the way we had the possession and they were defending, I'm thinking they're going to run out of legs in the second half. We should get stronger and we'll start to create some chances and score some goals. But it didn't work like that, did it? Liverpool actually upped their game in the second half even more. They got the goal, which gave them something to cling on to. And then it was really difficult for us. And they did defend well, you've got to say. You've got to give them credit for that. It's not great from our point of view. I mean, obviously, in the stadium, Andreas, was there quite a lot of frustration? Because the atmosphere seemed good, even though we were losing. Did there seem a little bit of frustration with how it was going?
No, I think the atmosphere was good, and the whole stadium was behind the team for the whole time. And even after the match, they got their applause and support. It was more the time wasting from Liverpool, what was extreme from the beginning. There were some boos for the time wasting. And in the second half, I think it was so obvious, every little contact there was. And that she will be lying on the floor now for 2 or 3 minutes, or maybe she's dying on the pitch. And 5 minutes later, she was running again. So, and Rachel Law started with time wasting after 10 minutes in the first half. So, this caused a bit boos and the negative atmosphere. But the whole stadium was behind our girls and supported them. And I think the players said this after the match, that they heard the support and the supporters for the whole match. So I think this was really okay, and you can't blame the crowd for the performance. Having 54,000, it's just fantastic. And I think that there were also positive aspects. If you see Lina Hurtig, she's totally different condition compared to last season. When she came in, she made an impact and made a difference. I think she gained some self-confidence at the World Cup, playing for Sweden, scoring this a penalty, decisive penalty for Sweden. And she looks like a different player, like a new signing. And I hope that she can have an impact. And we should trust her and bring her on as sub. And one more point, what I couldn't understand is, if you're 1-0 down, then substituting and take a striker off and bring a new striker, and then later striker off and bring a new... No, risk something. Play with Stina and Alessia, or with Caitlin and Chloe, and don't take off Alessia for Stina. And then in the last 10 minutes, Jen Beattie must go forward to the attack and play as our number 9. Why? We have so good attackers, strikers in our squad now. It's not necessary to bring Jen Beattie as a striker in the last minutes. risk something. Play with two or three or four strikers when you're 1-0 down. If we lose 2-0, 3-0, well, it's 0 points then. But 1-0, we also have 0 points. So risk something, at least 1 point. And maybe the crowd would have come more and more if you see that there is more pressure from the team, more ideas, more... The pressing was not enough, or we didn't press high enough. So Liverpool always had time to regroup in defense and follow their game plan and destroy our build up. We didn't destroy their build up, or we let them too much time because our pressing was not high enough. So a lot of tactical mistakes, I think. But of course, you're right. We are not every day in training. We don't see how they perform in training, how fit every player is. Of course not. But I can only say what I saw in the stadium. And I think nobody was satisfied except the Liverpool supporters. But all Arsenal supporters were gutted and disappointed. And everybody said, of course, we had more ball possession. We had 19 corners and 17 shots, everything. But in the end, it was, you could say it was deserved for Liverpool because they made a great match.
I agree. They did. Yeah, they you know, it was a perfect away performance, wasn't it? They defended well. Yeah. They had some counter-attacks. They could have scored one in the first half, got the goal in the second half, and then defended it for their life. So, yeah, you've got to give credit to Liverpool, absolutely. But, you know, an Arsenal on form would beat that Liverpool side every single time, and Arsenal not at form, maybe it wasn't. Anything can happen, as we saw. But yeah, I mean, it does seem strange. I know Terry won't agree with us, but it does seem strange while we're having to throw Jem Beattie up front in the last 10 minutes when we've got a striker that we've taken off who would have been just as effective, because, you know, Russo can head the ball. She scored a few headed goals in her career. She scored one against us at the Emirates last season, didn't she? So, you know, it does seem strange that we're in that situation where Jem Beattie's having to play up front. Last season, a few times, we had no other options. Steena was injured in the Wolfsburg game. She had to go off, and we had no other choice. We threw her up there. She got the goal. And does Jonas think that's now an option to do that rather than keeping Russo on or keeping Steena on and having that option, but rather than using Jem Beattie? I thought that was a bit strange. I was scratching my head a little bit thinking, you know, you've taken attacking players off and you're playing a defender up front. And yes, she scored goals and she's played up there before. And we know that she can be effective, but she's not going to be more likely to get you a goal than one of your strikers, is she? Let's be honest. As great as Jen is and as dangerous as she can be from set pieces and with headers. But yeah, a lot of things didn't add up and make sense. But, you know, like we've said, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know how much these players had left in their legs for that game and stuff like that. So it's difficult to know that, but as you said, we can only go off what we've seen, what we saw at the game, and what we saw at the game, a lot of that didn't make sense, did it? The decisions and the substitutions, the tactical kind of aspects of it, none of it really made sense. Yeah, I think you're right. With in the last 10 minutes of a game, get two strikers on, throw everything forward, get that ball in the box, create some difficulties for Liverpool. And we didn't really do that enough, did we? Even at the end when we were really chasing it. But it was a flat performance. And, you know, maybe it is the pre-season or lack of pre-season that's affected it. And I say Chelsea have had a few flat performances on the first day of the season before and recovered and bounced back and gone on to great things. So let's hope that we respond in the same way. And that's what it's about now, isn't it? It's about putting this behind us and moving forward to another very big game that's coming around very quickly, you know. So we need to sort that out, don't we? Terry says there, I can't even remember the ball through the middle for Russo to run onto. No, there wasn't. I don't think there was one. The only time I think there was one through ball when Steena came on, and it was just over hit, wasn't it? And the goalie came out and got the ball just ahead of Steena. That was the only time we got the ball in behind Liverpool's defence all game, and that was quite late on when Steena was on. So, yeah, she didn't get one opportunity, did she, Russo, at all? Hada says, why Alessia Russo to start? Well, it looks like it's going to be between her and Steena. I still believe, I mean, I love Alessia Russo. I think she's great, but I still believe Steena's a better all-round player. And if you're going to start one or the other, to me, you start Steena. But Russo's the big signing. So, of course, the likelihood is that she's going to maybe start more games at the start. We'll have to see. But, yeah, there's got to be a way we can play them both together as well at times in the game. There's got to be. And I think Sunday would have been an opportunity to do that when you're losing 1-0. Keep all your strikers on, your goal scorers on, and who knows? You know, Alessia Russo in the World Cup got a couple of important late goals, didn't she, for England? So, you know, keep her on and bring Steena on and go for it. But maybe Jonas will learn that as the season progresses. Maybe he'll start to realise, actually, sometimes you're going to have to front. He's not, maybe doesn't fit what he wants to do, how he wants to play. But sometimes you've got to say, it's not working. Let's try it. Let's go for it. Throw everything at them. And who knows? Get the ball in the box and it can go in the goal, can't it? Deflection, anything can happen. So, yeah, we need to work on that going forward, definitely. Terry says, yeah, why can't we play Russo, Supergen and Steena up front? I don't think that's going to happen, is it? You imagine. Well, again, if we're losing 1-0, why not for 10 minutes? Why not do that? And cause havoc to the other team, but I can't see it ever happening, to be honest. I think Jen will only go up front when one of the other two's gone off as a last resort, as it happened on Sunday. But hopefully that won't happen again, because Jonas will realise that wasn't the best option in that set of circumstances. Terry says, hit that thumbs up. Yeah, give us a like as well, because it's all good stuff. So yeah, really frustrating day, wasn't it? A frustrating game. And it is one of them games that I believe if we play that game 10 times, we win it 9 times. And unfortunately, the one time was the time that it mattered and we lost. So, yeah, very frustrating. But we don't have time, do we, really, to feel sorry for ourselves? The players certainly don't, because just, I mean, two days' time. At this time, we'll be playing the game on Friday evening at 7:30 against Manchester United. And it couldn't be a more difficult game, could it? After their result of the weekend, when they came from behind to win late on, they did that so many times last season, although they've had a big tournament. We said it might take them a few games to find their feet. They've started with a big win away at Aston Villa, who we felt were going to do well, and I'm sure they still will do well. And now we're coming straight off the back of this game into a game that, you know, it would be nice if we were playing, no disrespect to them, but maybe Bristol City this week or somebody like that, that we would feel that we've got a great chance of getting 3 points. This on Friday now, it's become, and it's almost a can't lose game, and not so much must win. I think a win would be fantastic, but we can't lose, can we, on Friday now, following that? We can't lose our first two games, surely, because that's going to be really tough to get back in the title race, isn't it?
Yeah, on Sunday, I thought if we lose against United, and everything on Sunday looked as we will lose this, and then the next home match against Villa, we could lose all three matches at the start of the season, then the season is over. So there's really a difficult situation now, as Chelsea has won, as United and City have won their matches. Just fortunately, Chelsea and City are playing against each other, they won't run away with both, can't run away with 6 points. But if we lose, we are 6 points behind United and maybe six behind Chelsea. So, as you said, it's not allowed to lose. If we take 1 point, I think it would be good for the self-confidence. Of course, winning would be, would set a mark and show that we are back, and that let's forget the Liverpool match. We are still in the race, and everybody has Arsenal on the sheet. Therefore, winning would be fantastic. But I see really problems coming for Friday, and I think the match is on Friday because United has to play the Champions League qualifiers against Paris Saint-Germain on next Tuesday, and therefore the match was changed to Friday. It's not only Sky reasons, but because of the Champions League.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's played a part. They could have played it on Saturday, I suppose, couldn't they? But anyway, Friday's a game that they pick a game on a Friday night, don't they, sometimes for the TV. So, I don't know whether that's going to help us or not, the fact that we don't have a big a gap between the games. It's quite quick. We haven't got a lot of time to lick our wounds from Sunday. And maybe that might be a blessing in disguise, maybe. I don't know. Terry says there, Friday's a must-win game for me. It's almost a must win. I would say it's definitely a not lose. That's what the key to that game is. It's a tough game away from home against one of our big challengers. It's a really difficult game. You know, we lost there last season, as we know, Although, of course, the player who always scores the winner against us now doesn't play for them anymore because she plays for us. So that's a slight advantage, but they didn't struggle to score at the weekend. So, yeah, it's a game we can't afford to lose. That's the first thing. Yes, as Andreas rightly said, if we win, it'll be fantastic. And the confidence we could get from that to go forward into the season would be really, really good. So, yeah, it's if we can win, it'll be fantastic. But it's certainly not going to be easy at all, is it? They are they're still a good side, even though they've had a big turnaround of players. What changes would you make then, Andreas, to the starting lineup? Because obviously, we've already said that we were a bit surprised by some of the lineup against Liverpool. Assuming everybody's fit, that's in the squad. What changes would you make to the team to play Manchester United away?
I would make some changes, but it's difficult. You can't change 8 or 9 players, so it's difficult. But the first change for me is Sabrina in goal. I think Manu is on a down, and she made mistakes in the internationals for Austria, and on Sunday in first half when there was a high cross and she grabbed the ball and then she let the ball away. And if Jen Beattie wouldn't have thrown her body in the shot, then Liverpool would have scored in this situation. And it would have been another Manu mistake. So, and for the goal, I think it was at least bad footwork from her. Of course, you can't blame her alone for the goal because it was weak defending. But on the other side, a world-class goalkeeper saves this ball. And as I said, if the top goalkeeper wins you matches, and therefore she should have saved this one. And I'd say why not giving Sabrina the trust and bring her in and let her show whether she's in a better condition or she can do better now. If it doesn't work and she plays really bad or weak, then you can say in after 2 or 3 matches, okay, let's make a change again. But give her a chance. I mean, she's Canada's number 2. She has international experience. When she played for us, she played really good. I remember the City match where she saved us, where she was one big factor that we won this match. So I would, there should be a change on goalkeeper position and Sabrina in goal. In defense, I hope that Noel is fit again. Then, of course, she will start as right back. Then I thought about the center back pair. My first thought was Amanda and Leia Codina. But they have never played together in a competitive match. So it could be difficult to start 2 new center backs together. So maybe Amanda and Lotta should start. Because much as we all appreciate Jen Beattie's what she did last season, I don't want to see Jen Beattie against Lea Galton, Geyser or Melvin Mallard, especially Geyser with her speed. No, I don't want to see Lotta and Jen against them. So let's try Amanda and Lotta. And on the left back, well, it could be Steph or Katie. I think, you can take the one or the other who is better in training during the week. Then I thought in midfield, maybe rest Leo Walti. But on the other hand, we know that the team always struggled when Wally is not playing. So, keep Wally on holding midfielder position. And of course, Kim, she was not at her utmost best on Sunday, but still she was okay. But then I would bring in Vicky Pelova instead of Frida for the offensive midfield role. And in the attacking line, it's Caitlin without a doubt. And then, Alessia or Stina, it's 50-50. There's a lot of pressure for Alessia if she starts against United. On the other side, if you change the club and you want to prove something, and maybe she yeah, maybe she, her form will explode and she will score goals because she wants to prove how an important player she is. She was for United and now she can be for Arsenal. But this is 50-50 decision, and on the right wing, I would start Chloe Lacasse, as I think Beth is not fit for starting 90 minutes.
No.
She was not even on the bench on Sunday, so if she's in the squad or on the bench, then you can bring Mido for the last 10-15 minutes, but I would start Chloe. Yeah, so there are a few changes, and I think it's necessary, but the problem is, as I said, you can't change 8 or 9 players and say, now it's working. It's not like in chess to change the figures out. A few changes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with most of that. I mean, I would go with the goalkeeper and defence that you've said. I agree. I think Amanda and Lotta would be the best partnership at this moment in time. That's what I would do. I do feel as though Steph Catley's playing well at left back, maybe keep her in for this game. And obviously, Noel, if she's fit at right back, you'd play her at right back because, like, she's the only option that we've got, natural right back. So I suppose if not, Katie McCabe could potentially play there. If Noel's not fit, maybe that's an option, isn't it? So, but yeah, I would look for that back four and goalkeeper. In midfield, I think that away from home against a team like Manchester United, what I would do is, I would take Frieda out, absolutely, because I don't think she's playing particularly well at the minute. And I would bring Kyra Cooney crossing and have her and Leah Walty to protect the defence. Like you said, against the pace that Manchester United have got, with Kim Little maybe push her slightly further forward in the number 10 role, maybe a little bit more. And then, obviously, Caitlin on the left. I would play Steena from the start of this game. I just feel as though her form at the end of last season was great. She played pretty well in them friendly, or the Champions League qualifiers, sorry, it wasn't friendlies. And she did okay when she came on. I would be tempted to, and I do feel you're right, the pressure on Alessia Russo in that game is going to be huge. And to start her might not be the best option, maybe. So I would go with Steena. And obviously on the right, it's either Chloe Lacasse or Vicky Pullover, isn't it? I think Vicky Pullover has been playing so well. Like you said, you know, when she played for Holland against England, she was one of the best players on the pitch. And it's very tempting to play her. But Chloe Lacasse hasn't done anything wrong for us. She's looked really lively. So that's a choice there that that Jonas will have to make. It's one of those two's going to start in that position for me. And that's what I would go. Just add a little bit more defensive solidity in midfield for me. Take Frieda out and put Kyra in, just because I feel as though that for this game, I'm not saying that's going to be something that will do more through the season, but I just feel for this game it might be better to have, you know, two number sixes, if you like, in there to try to protect the defence a little bit more in a difficult away game. But whether Jonas will do that, I don't know, but that's what I'd be tempted to do in just for this one game and see how it works, and then kind of go from there, really. Hada says there, Russo must win the game Friday. Sabrina, she won't say Friday. Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree we need a change in goal. I think we've been saying this for a while anyway, last season, didn't we, that we felt as though Manu, although she can still pull off some good saves, she's not maybe at her best anymore. And we know what her vulnerabilities are. We saw it quite clearly on Sunday again, didn't we? Balls into the box. You just can't deal with them particularly well. Whereas Sabrina's a lot more confident in that area of the game, isn't she? And, you know, she's a great goalkeeper as well. She makes great saves and she played well last season. So, yeah, I would... That's the team that I would pick if I was going to be making it now. So that would be, what, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 changes to the starting lineup, which is quite a lot, isn't it? I suppose, but we lost the game, so let's make some changes. We've got a big squad. We've got plenty of options, so let's maybe use them and see if we can find a better blend in the team in this game, which I think we need to. Terry says, Cooney cross Kim and Pullover. Yeah, you could play Vicky Pullover, yeah, that, in that midfield, as Andreas said. That wouldn't be a bad option either. And then you're leaving out Leah, Walty and Frieda Marnham and changing two of your midfield, which... yeah, we could do that. That's another option as well. I'm not saying that would be bad at all. Terry says, I think that D'Angelo should be our number one until Mary gets here. Well, yeah, maybe that's what's going to happen. I felt when we bought Sabrina that was what the plan was, that she was going to become the number one goalkeeper. And I'm a little bit surprised that Manu Zinsberger still is the number one at the moment. I maybe thought that change would have happened for the start of this season, but maybe it still will. We're only one game in, really, I suppose. So Terry says there, Fordy and Chloe out wide. Yeah, again, that's a decent sort of the two wide players, aren't they? They've both been playing well. Terry says, Steenham and Russo up front. Isn't that too many players, though? If you've got two up front, two wide, three in midfield and four defenders, that's too many players, isn't it? I mean, we can maybe try and play with 12. Maybe that might be the way forward. Maybe we'll win then if we play with an extra player. But we'll have to see. And Hannah says, Sabrina, she's a good goalkeeper. Yeah, she's a very good goalkeeper. Yeah, we want her in goal on Friday. We all want her in goal on Friday. But will Jonas make that change? Or will he make any changes? We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I agree. I don't want to see Jen Beattie and Lotta at the back. I don't want to see that. Sorry, Jen. We love you and everything else. But this game isn't for you and Lotta, unfortunately. It's not the right game for you to play. And we've got other options in that position now. Better options, I would say, Amanda being the main one, and I would definitely put Amanda straight in the side because I think she's a great player. I really do, and I think she's going to be a really big player for us. So yeah, I think there's going to be some changes. Definitely, let's hope that Jonas makes the right changes. Wayne says there 12 players are Todd Bowley tactics. Yeah, well, it seems to be. I mean, if we can get away with it, why not try? Because, I mean, ultimately, the rules of football at the moment don't seem to matter too much. Nobody pays any attention to the rules, do they? So let's just play 12 players and see how we get on. See if the referee bothers to count them, because they don't know what they're doing half the time, do they? So we probably would get away with it, actually. But, yeah, maybe that's something to think about. But, yeah, it gives us an advantage, doesn't it, I suppose? But, yeah, there's going to be some change. Let's hope that Jonas makes the right changes, because it is such an important game. And I hope that, you know, we can, it's an opportunity, isn't it? You know, the game that's live on the telly, there's going to be a bigger sellout crowd. It is again another sellout crowd. It's going to be, you know, a much watched game, isn't it? And a much anticipation for it as well. And it's an opportunity for Arsenal to say, you know what, the Liverpool game was a one-off, a blip. And now we are going to show exactly what we're about this season. Let's go in and play our game, play our football, and show everybody that we are still to be taken seriously in this title race. That's what I want us to do. But whether or not we've got that sort of performance in us at the moment, I don't know, because the last few games that we've had have not filled me with too much confidence. Terry says, I want to see Steenham and Russo play either side of the penalty spot. It's 11 players. Are you going to go three at the back? Are you? See, I don't think a 3-3-4 formation away at Manchester United is maybe the way to go forward. But then having said that, though, you did predict up here a 5-2 win. So maybe with your formation, that's likely, isn't it? Because we'll concede goals and we might well score goals because we'll have a lot of attacking players on it. It'll probably end up a 3-3 draw or something, potentially. But anyway, I don't think that's the way to play away at a team like, if you're playing Bristol City, when we play them in a few weeks' time, then maybe throw all the strikers on because they're not probably going to pose us too many threats at the other end. But Manchester United away, with the players that they've got, the quality they've got in their attack as well, I don't think we can be too open. We have to keep it tight and try to utilise our pace up front and play on a counter-attack. So, but let's see how it goes. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the game, not as much as I maybe would have been a week ago, because it's such an important game now. We can't afford to lose. That's the thing, isn't it, really? I mean, I don't know what would happen. I mean, if we were to lose our first two games, that's a lot of ground to make up in, you know, when there's only 22 games in the season anyway, so there'd only be 20 left. And I know that's still a lot of points, but we wouldn't be able to drop too many more, would we? I mean, Chelsea, didn't they only drop? They lost their first game last season, only dropped 5 points in the rest of the season. We'll have to do something similar. We'll probably even drop less than that, wouldn't we? We've lost our first two.
Yeah, last season, Man City lost their first match against Villa, and then the second one away at Chelsea. Then they regrouped and started a good series, and I think they won every match until they faced us, if I remember correctly. Yeah, look where they ended on fourth place. So if we lose the first two matches, it will be very, very difficult, especially as the third one at home against Villa is also a tricky one. You can't say, then we play at home against Villa. This will be 3 points. No, this will be a tricky one too. And if we start with two defeats, I don't want to see the self-confidence of the players against Villa then. So it's a really tough task on Friday. Yeah, maybe it's better to play away at United and not have another home match. United must, they must take the initiative and they must attack. We can let not let them dominate, but let them start their match, and we can try to come into the match slower and try with counter attacks. And then if we find into the match, then maybe we will be present and we can dominate. But it's a lot of pressure on our team, especially as United won away at Villa with a late win, with coming back from behind. They I think they gained a lot of self-confidence, and of course the situation because of the transfer market, Alessia going to Arsenal making the bid for Mary Earp. So this is a lot of rivalry in this match, so it will be really difficult, and I would prefer to play against Bristol or Leicester, not against United on the second day, but we have to take it as it is.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? In the circumstances, it's not an ideal game to be playing at this time, but the fixtures are what they are, and we've got to deal with it, and we've got to produce a performance on Friday now. We've lost our last three WSL games without scoring there, if you go back to the end of last season as well. So we need to find something, don't we? Because we can't imagine losing four in a row without scoring. That would be maybe the first time we've ever done that, perhaps. It probably would be. But we'll have to see. Terry says there, we outgun Man U, stop worrying. Well, we're worrying because of the performance on Sunday and the fact we're playing a very good side away from home. So we're right to worry, aren't we? But yeah, you're probably right. Terry says, think positive. Sunday was a one-off. Well, I would have agreed it as a one-off if we hadn't got knocked out of the Champions League in the way that we did a few weeks ago. So it's not necessarily just a one-off, is it? It seems to have been the way this season started for us for one reason or another. Wayne says there, I don't want to sound negative while saying this, but I'd have rather played at Meadow Park and won than selling out the Emirates and losing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he was in the show at the beginning, Wayne. I'd kind of mentioned that point that I don't think playing at the Emirates benefits the team in terms of results on the pitch. Most of our home defeats in the last three seasons have been at the Emirates. Very rarely do we lose at Meadow Park. You're absolutely right. And I agree. If we'd played Liverpool at Meadow Park, I don't think we lose that game. I think we beat them, quite honestly. I do. But we need to grow the game, and it's important to get the fans in and to watch the women's team to allow it to grow. You can't do that at Meadow Park because, you know, you'll get 4,000 in if you're lucky. You can't even get that many in. So it's a catch-22 situation. We need to play at the Emirates for the fans to come in and watch the games, for it to grow. But equally, it does mean that we're probably going to find it more difficult to win the home games as easily as we have done at Meadow Park, due to the whole circumstance of it. But you're right, I totally agree with you. We can't just keep playing at Meadow Park and the crowds don't grow and women's football won't grow as a result, will it? The fact that Arsenal can get 50,000 at the Emirates is great for women's football. It's great for the club and it's great for the team as a whole. And that's the way to grow it. And we're going to have to find some way of getting better results at the Emirates, aren't we? We're going to have to find a way to do that. And by playing there more, maybe that's what they need. Play there more, get more used to it. Yes. They've already said it feels more like home. Maybe that's what they need, you know. But yeah, I agree. Sometimes our performances at the Emirates haven't been great, have they? There's been three or four of our worst home performances have been at the Emirates. You know, we very rarely play that badly at Meadow Park, and it's a difficult one, isn't it? But we need to do better there. That's all. Terry says, Andreas, get on your private jet, fly over to Manchester. It'd be one of the best nights of your life. Well, if we win 5-2, it would be a great night, wouldn't it? Andreas does enough. He's got enough air miles on his air miles thing already. So, you know, you have a week off and go back to the Emirates on the following week for the Villa game. But yeah, it is going to be a really tense night. It's going to be a really tough game, and we have to respond. There's no second chances now. We have to respond. And I'm kind of thinking that we will. I'm kind of feeling that we will, that we'll put in a really good performance. Whether we can win the game is another thing, because Manchester United are a good side and they don't often lose at home. In fact, last season, I think it was only Chelsea that beat them, wasn't it, at their home ground. So it's a tough place to go. So, you know, we are going to have to play well. I think we will play well. I'm just not sure if it's going to quite be enough. We need a score prediction then, Andreas. I know it's going to be tough to predict the score, but what are you thinking? I know Terry's gone 5-2, which was quite good, but what are you thinking for Friday? I'm sure it's not going to be 5-2.
Yeah. If you ask me that on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, I'd say we're going to lose 2-0. But yeah, it's a few days since then, and I got a bit of my optimism back, but I don't think we will win there. I see a 2-2 draw. I see a tough match and our problems in defense. We will concede 2 goals, but hopefully our strikers or attackers will find the back of the net too. So I say 2-2. It's at least 1 point. And in the current situation, I'd say I'm satisfied if we take 1 point there. And if it's more, of course, I'll be extremely happy. But to be realistic, I see a 2-2 draw coming.
I mean, a draw wouldn't be at the end of the world, I've got to be honest. And I think given the circumstance at the moment, I would probably take a draw, actually. I would probably take a draw. I mean, I always look on draws and think, looking at the result before the game, I think, oh, yeah, I'll take a draw. But you don't know how the game's going to play out. If we play really well, we should win, and then we only draw. We're going to be disappointed that we've drawn. Whereas if we don't play particularly well and we scrape a last-minute goal to get a draw, then we're going to think, oh, a draw's a decent result. But overall, a draw wouldn't be bad, let's be honest. It wouldn't be, regardless of how the game goes. But I want to be optimistic. I think we have to. Well, we don't have to necessarily win. We can't lose, but it's a massive big game. And if we can win, it's going to put a massive statement. I actually think that the fact that we lost on Sunday is going to focus. We saw last season, didn't we, when we were up against it, when things were going against us, whatever, for whatever reason, we always seemed to find a way, didn't we? And we bounced back. And I think that we will bounce back on Friday. I think that, you know, the time that's happened between Sunday and the game, I think that the players would have worked a lot on things. I think Jonas would have learned a few things as well. And I think on Sunday we'll see a reaction. And I'm going to be optimistic and predict a win. I think it's going to be tight. I'm not going to be as optimistic as Terry, but I think we're going to sneak it 2-1. And it's going to be a really hard-fought game. And we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to do everything right. We're going to have to defend well. We're going to have to take our chances. And we're going to have to find a way past Mary Earps, of course, who she might let in a couple of goals for us because she wants to join us, doesn't she? So maybe she'll help us out and she might throw one in her net or something like that to help us out. But I think it'll be a tight game. But yeah, let's hope so. Come on, Mary, do us a favour. You know you want to. So I'm going to go with a 2. I'm not overly confident that we'll win 2-1, but I'm going to predict a 2-1 because I think we're capable of doing it, and I am expecting a response. So I'm going to go with that, and hopefully it will pay off. Terry says 5-2, absolute dodo. I have 100% faith in Aguna goals. Well, I did until maybe Sunday, and it's kind of knocked my confidence a little bit in him, I have to say. Terry says Jonas for PM. Well, he certainly wouldn't do bad. He wouldn't do as bad at PM as the current occupant of that particular role. But anyway. But yeah, I'm going to go for an optimistic 2-1, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw, a 1-1 or a 2-2. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose, actually, either, to be perfectly honest. but I'm hoping, obviously, that we don't. So yeah, we need to see a response to that performance on Sunday, and let's go from there. So let's go. Terry says there, a win. We're going there to cause a riot. Yeah, let's hope we do. Let's hope we go there and really, like, turn up and produce a performance that we desperately need to do, because we're not going to win otherwise, are we? So so yeah, that is what's going to happen on Friday. It's going to be good, and we're going to enjoy the game, I'm sure, but it's going to be a very tense 90 minutes or 95 minutes or however long it's going to be. Yeah, we probably won't have any fingernails left by the end of it, I'm sure. But let's hope that. I say it's early in the season for such a big game, isn't it? But we've created this problem ourselves by losing the first game. So now it puts that pressure on us, but we've brought it on ourselves, haven't we? So they now have to respond to that pressure and react to it and produce a performance that we know they are capable of. We know they're capable. We know we can go to Man United and win if we play well. We know we can do it. We've got the players. Can we produce it on the night? That's the only thing we don't know yet. We don't know what the team lineup's going to be yet either, do we? So we're going to be interested in that as well, aren't we, to see what team Whether Jonas, if you're watching this, Jonas, we've given you some ideas tonight with our team selections. So if you want to listen to some of what we've said and interact that into the team on Friday, fantastic. But we will bow down to your superior knowledge of one, being a manager of a football club, and also two, knowing the players better than what we do in terms of fitness levels and stuff like that. So we will go with whatever you say. But if you want to listen to us and if we've helped you out with some of your decisions, then that's fine. You know, we'll be happy to take that as well. But if we lose, we're not holding any. It's not our responsibility. We're not responsible for if we lose, even if you've listened to us. We've picked the team, so it's still on you. But if we win, it's down to us for telling you what team to pick, you see. So that's the beauty of being a fan, you see. We get all the glory and none of the aggravation. Friday's going to be good. We are looking forward to it. These are the sort of games that you enjoy, aren't they? Because they're the two of the big teams going head-to-head in the league, and that's what you want to see. And, of course, Sunday, Chelsea, as we said, play Manchester City, so it's another big game in the WSL. So it's a big weekend, isn't it? I mean, the first weekend was quite good, wasn't it? I thought there were some good games, mostly away wins, actually, apart from Chelsea. Did you notice that? All the away teams won. Chelsea were the only one who spoiled it, really. But, well, Tottenham spoiled it by failing to win, which is not unusual, is it, let's be honest. But that was quite strange, wasn't it? All away wins.
Yeah, it's strange, but... Even Chelsea had struggled against Spurs, and Spurs without Bethany. To be fair, Chelsea was missing Sam Kerr and Aaron Cuthbert, two key players. And what we often said, Chelsea knows how to win when it's really needed. And as far as I saw, they didn't play great, but they kept the 3 points. We didn't play great, we lost the 3 points. That's the difference. Once again, it's good that Chelsea and Man City meet each other on the weekend. So it would be terrible if they all run away with 6 points. So maybe they can draw, then they have 4 points. And then best situation, we win at United, we also have 4 points.
We'd have three, wouldn't we? We'd have three. Man United would have three. Chelsea and Man City would have four. So we'd only be a point behind, and that's nothing, is it? So that would be the best set of results this weekend, definitely. And that's what we've got to hope and pray for. But we need to win our game first on Friday, and then we can then if we lose, then, you know, again, I suppose a draw means they both don't, neither of them run away with us too much. They're still within reach, but yeah. We need to win our game first, and then we can hopefully then enjoy the game on Sunday lunchtime. And I hope that the result goes our way. A draw would be perfect. Yeah, you're right. Especially if we win. But yeah, no, it's been an interesting start to the season, and it's going to be more interesting this week, isn't it? With two really big games happening on the same weekend, which I'm sure they planned it that way give the season a real boost early on. I'm sure that's what they've done. So fair enough, really. But we need to just worry about our game and win our game on Friday and go from there. So it's been, and maybe it's not been quite as an upbeat a show as we would have liked, but that's the circumstances that we're in. And, you know, we haven't got a lot of turnaround time for the game either. So Terry says, let's be honest, when you play Spurs, it's like playing against 11 Havertz, not much of a challenge. No, that's true. I mean, talking about Havertz, actually, funny enough, just obviously we touched before on Lena Hurtig, and I've seen a lot of similarities between Lena Hurtig and Kai Havertz in stature, in the way that they kind of play. And the fact that Lena Hurtig now looks revitalized gives me hope that maybe Kai Havertz will get to that point with Arsenal at some stage as well. Let's hope so. I mean, it's still early days in the season, but Lena did play well the other day when she came on, and she played pretty well in the Champions League games when she played as well. And she had a good World Cup for Sweden. So let's hope that Lena can push on this season, because I think Jonas has got a lot of faith in her, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. Even when she was struggling and she was injured, he kept bringing her on, kept putting her on the bench and bringing her into the team. So hopefully that will pay off this season. We'll see. I mean, she'd be a great option if she can come off the bench and have a big impact in games. It's going to be so important this season. So let's hope that she can, because I was certainly optimistic about her performances recently, and let's hope she can carry on. But I'm expecting her not to start on Friday. I think she'll come off the bench again and hopefully have a big impact. So, I can see a little similarity between those two a little bit. You know, obviously Havertz now with Lena last season, and maybe it will work out for both of them in the end at Arsenal. Let's hope so. But we'll have to see. Terry says, come on, chat, hit that like button. Yeah, give us a like before you go. So that's it then. We have talked about Liverpool. We know what went wrong. We know what changes to make. And we've predicted a better result on Friday, and let's hope that that's the case and we can start get into the season then and push on and, you know, move on from there. Hopefully with no other TV problems or anything like that, we'll be back on our usual spot next Friday to talk about, obviously, the Manchester United game and look ahead to that big Aston Villa game at the Emirates, which is going to be another important game as well, isn't it? So we'll be back on that one on Friday. Of course, I'll be here on Friday, not for the women's show, of course, we're doing it now, but for the game, the Manchester United game kicks off at 7:30. So I'll be here about 7:15 with the team news and all that kind of stuff. Get ready for a massive, massive game. So join me for that one if you can. Of course, Sunday, it's another big one, isn't it, at the Emirates? Arsenal men versus Manchester City. Wow, what a big game that is as well. So it's an exciting weekend, isn't it? Arsenal against Manchester in the women and the men. So let's hope for two big Arsenal wins. Would be great, wouldn't it? Imagine that. What a weekend that would be. So let's hope for that, shall we? But yeah, so I'll be here Friday for that game. I'll be here on Sunday for the Arsenal-Manchester City game. Lots of great stuff coming. So please say, give us like and subscribe as well for... what's going to be, it's going to be a big season one way or the other for the men and the women, isn't it? I'm sure there's going to be some big things happening. So you want to be with us for all of that. Thanks to Andreas, of course, for joining us as always, back from his little trip to London, which is good. Have you enjoyed the show?
Yeah, of course. It's always good to talk with other fans or to discuss your own impressions. And yeah, this helps. And I was really looking forward for the show to tell my opinion and share this with you with our viewers. It's more fun than only have the impression for yourself. Unfortunately, yeah. I can't be in the show next Friday because I'm flying Friday for the Villa match. But I will send some clips with prediction or my ideas to the United match then.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we've done that before, haven't we, on occasion when you're busy going, you're going on Friday, okay, no problem. We can sort it anyway, so that'll be fine. So hopefully Amar might be around and maybe we'll be able to get Matt back as well because we've not seen him on the show for a while, have we? He's very busy these days.
I met him at the trolley said to him, we're missing you. When are you coming back to the show? And said, oh, I'm so busy, but one day I will be back. I will try.
Let's hope so. You saw him, did you, at the game?
Yeah, I saw him. I was just leaving the trolley and then he was coming. And of course, Harry with three of his children was there at the pub. Matt hasn't forgotten us and he's still supporting Arsenal. He's coming to the matches, but for all of us, we all have our work to do, and unfortunately, Arsenal is only a hobby.
It is, yeah, and unfortunately, like you're right, life gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? Which is never makes it easy. But it's good that he's still around and he's still enjoying the games and. He might well be at the game Friday because it's in his neck of the woods, isn't it? Because obviously he lives up in Liverpool, so he may well be there on Friday. Yeah. We'll have to see. But no, it'd be great to get Matt back on at some point. I'm sure he will be. I'll say he's just obviously busy with other stuff at the minute, as we all are at times, aren't we? So, but it's good that he was there. Good that he saw him. Of course, Harry loves the Tottenham. So yeah, I'm surprised, not surprised he was there because he does love it there. So that was good as well. Terry says there, P.S. Andreas, love the shirt. You've now put Harry on the spot, indeed. Yeah, it is a great shirt, isn't it? We do love that shirt. It's brilliant, and can't believe it sold out as well. So we'll have to wait maybe to get one. I'll try and get one at some point. Because it's better than the horrible one that the men have got, Illuminous yellowy green one. It's much better than that, isn't it? So that one's definitely not going to get bought, but that one is a very nice top. So yeah, that one might well do. So that is that then for tonight. We've exorcised the demons from Sunday, and we're going to make sure we definitely put it behind us on a Friday night, of course, for the big game. So join me for that 7:15. And we will look forward to, it's going to be a big bounce back from Arsenal, isn't it? We're going to win. Come on, we are going to win. We know we are. We're going to do it. So join me for that because it's going to be good. And of course, Sunday, another massive, what a weekend, honestly. I mean, it's going to be stressful. Two massive games and we could lose them both, of course. But imagine if we win them both. What a great weekend it will be. And I'm off work next week because we're on a holiday. So even better. So it could be a good weekend. I'm going to go and watch the second half of the Newcastle game in the Champions League, but I kind of know the score because Paul is watching it downstairs and I heard her do a big cheer about 10 minutes ago. So I'm assuming Newcastle have scored. I will check it in a minute, but I'm going to go and watch the second half of that with Paul now. So I think Newcastle might be winning in the Champions League, which will be fun. So I'm going to go and watch that now, which will be good. So that'll be good. So join me on Friday. Thank you very much, of course, to Andreas, as always, for giving up his time to come on the show, give his opinions and everything, which is always very, very good. And thank you to all you guys in the chat as well for your comments. Obviously, Terry and everybody else that was in there tonight, Wayne and Hadda, of course. Nice to see you all here. There's a few others as well. Russ was in earlier as well. Gloria as well, who was at the game on Sunday. So thank you to all you guys for joining us. As I say, join us on Friday if you can for the game. And I will see you then. Thanks to Andreas. Thanks to you guys. Terry says there, come on, you Goonie girls, 5-2 getting there. Well, if it's 5-2, Terry, then you deserve a lot of credit for that because I don't think too many people would predict that as a scoreline for that game. But who knows? You've been right before, so maybe we have to have more faith in you. So, yeah, thank you to all you guys. Thanks to Andreas for appearing, as always. And I will see you on Friday. Come on, you Gunners. Come on. Let's do it. We have got to do it. Come on. Bounce back, girl. We can do this. See you soon, guys. Take it easy.
Hello. Bye.